West Point Partners. Is that Ralph?
That would be me.
That would be me. While Ralph is coming up, we've just been notified, although we heard it a little earlier, that the AC part of the governor's program, which really is not West Point Partners, but the AC portion, has been put on hold until February 20th to enable the state to look at his state of the state address and perhaps build into the AC package whatever that speech was supposed to have reflected. I know I didn't say that well, but basically they're putting the AC portion on hold to get a better feeling for where the governor's trying to go with that portion. Sorry to keep you waiting.
No, and we've been trying to understand and figure that out ourselves. And of course, we are here as a committee, the Athens Citizens Development Committee, who I believe you all know, we oppose the West Point Partners project in its entirety, in particular their preferred route, which enters from West Athens at their converter station to the Leeds Athens Road and through the village of Athens from one end of this village to the other. We have expressed our concern about our opposition to that. We've made it public. I think most people are aware of it. That's what I'm here to talk about. I plan on being as brief as possible, but we just have a couple. I have a couple comments and a couple questions. We were here a couple months ago. We introduced ourselves and we talked about the formation of our committee, the Athens Citizens Development Committee. We have a website, Athens Citizens Development Committee .wordpress.com/. I hope most of you are aware of it. If not,
what was that again?
Please, I will give it to you, Mike. I hope you, if you aren't aware of it, become aware of it. There's some good information out there. Also, we are on Facebook. And also, of course, we have expressed our concerns with comments and letters to the New York Public Service Commission. I hope all of you folks have frequented that page concerning this proposed project. It is 13-T-0292. That is what you would find. You go to the New York Public Service Commission, search, and punch in that number, 13-T-0292, and you will see all the information about the proposal of West Point Partners. And there's a comment section there, and more there have become more comments to this proposal. And I must say that most of them are on the negative side, coming from everyone from us here, along with our friends down at the other end of this proposed project in the town of Cortland, the village of Buchanan, and hamlet of Replank. Okay? So again, when we first showed up here a couple months ago, we told the board about a little bit about ourselves, who we were. We presented a press release as to who we were, et cetera, et cetera. And at that time, I had asked the previous supervisor, Mr. Lee Allen Palmateer, and the board that we had hoped that they would share information with us about any new information regarding this project, which the past supervisor said he would, and he asked in return from us that we would do the same. And of course, we have. As I just said, we are out there every day. You know we're there. You've seen our signs. You've seen our press release, our letters. Are on our website. Our letters are in the comment section to the Public Service Commission, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And anything anyone wants to ask of us at any time, feel free to do so, whether it be here tonight in person, through email, through any type of correspondence. Any information that we have and our concerns, we want to freely share with all of you and everyone concerned. So that's the first comment I wanted to make. And with that being said, the fact that, as I said, the past town supervisor, Mr. Palmateer, said he would be willing to share information with us We also discussed at the time that a attorney had been engaged to represent both the town and Village of Athens.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so what we are asking or proposing tonight, that we would like to foil your attorney to keep up to date on all correspondence. In other words, if you want something formal, we have a formal request, a letter that I don't mind reading. It's basically addressed to the records access officer. Under the provisions of the New York Freedom of Information Law, Article 6 of Public Officers Law, I hereby request records or portions therefore pertaining to all correspondence you have on file to or from James Moscato or any of his associates of the law firm Young Summer LLC relating to West Point Partners Project. If my request appears to be extensive or fails to reasonably describe the records, please contact me by phone at 518-945-2524. If there are any fees or copying the needs, the records requested, please inform me before billing the request. As you know, the Freedom of Information Law requires that any agency respond to a request within 5 business days of receipt of the request. Therefore, I would appreciate a response as soon as possible and look forward to hearing from you shortly. If for any reason any portion of my request is denied, please inform me of the reasons for the denial in writing and provide the name and address of the person or body to whom an appeal should be directed. If you care for a copy of this, or we could just take it as people talking together.
It's like we never spoke. You know where I am on this. You know I've encouraged your group.
Yes.
You know we've made a statement that we're going to do it. If there's an attorney privilege involved, I won't be able to do that. How about we keep you informed and you put your FOIA request in? There's no secrets here.
Okay, fine.
There's no secrets here. If it ever gets to the point where it's that formal, it would have meant that we're disagreeing about something. I don't see
anything. And I hope that's never the case. We are as concerned about this as anyone. And that's all we're about. We're trying to gain information.
Well, let me
and so that's what we're here about. I just could present this to Miss Linda, if I may. Okay, with that being said, also something that was discussed at the last meeting that I attended, and I do believe your first meeting, Joe, it was talked about a few weeks ago. We also presented, or I presented, on behalf of the committee a couple months ago, a resolution to oppose the project. And then we asked at least for which the Village of Athens come up with a proposal that went against or opposed the preferred route that West Point Partners submitted to the New York Public Service Commission. We asked the town board of Athens to do the same. We were told at the time that would not happen at the present meeting a couple months ago. The meeting after that, we got nothing back. But I do understand, I was not here, but you had told folks at your inaugural meeting here that you would look into this and consider that. And my question and the committee's question tonight is,
You
have done something.
We have a copy of the villages. It requires a little different wording. It requires, and we'll probably get, if the board is in agreement and that discussion will be ongoing, a support of the document that the town, the village has already put in.
I'm sorry.
Okay, the village has passed a resolution.
Yes, they have.
We have a copy of it.
Yes.
We are going to draw a resolution that supports that resolution. I'm going to present it to the board. That's a board decision.
Okay.
Now, Ralph, let me tell you something. You people keep calling the PSC. Because if you remember Article 10, which was the article that the governor passed when U.S. Gen came in, that article superseded local law. Article 7 has the same type of provisions. So you keep calling the PSC. You keep writing the PSC. you keep on your website all those citations. When I stopped looking, there were 98 exchanges between West Point Partners and that organization, the PSC. So you keep that pressure on.
Well, do you know why there were so many exchanges? Now I'm going to speak off the top here a little bit. If you've been following, if you've noticed, West Point Partners has been able to come up with anything consistent. They have wavered on so many things. Not only have they wavered, they've asked for 38 plus waivers, which I don't believe anyone, you know, and again, I wonder about that too. The waivers they asked for, are you familiar with the waivers they've asked
like
for?
Like you, I was on their website. I had okay. those documents up.
So, and they've come up with, where they've come up with things to support their proposal for this project, and they failed time and time again to come up with sufficient and correct information,
let me say what
bit.
I just said. One of the most important things to this town is that those comments to the PSC, either through you or directly, are probably one of the best things that could happen in terms of the town having some level of control.
Well, we plan on continuing to do what
I encourage you to do.
What
that.
We want to do. Okay, and again, I don't want this to go on and on and on. I said I was going to try to make a brief, but I have to ask this question also. Is the town board in favor of the location of the converter station?
The town board has not had the opportunity to meet as a board on this. This is the second hour we've been together. However, you've heard from me, so you know what my stance would be. I don't plan on getting in a back and forth with this as if you're some kind of adversary. You're people trying to protect your property. You're people trying to do the right thing for your village. I've always said, be global. Look at the whole town. And you know that. So
no, you expressed that to me the first day we met.
That's
my house.
Absolutely right. So let me say this. The town board has the right, the opportunity, and the obligation to take a hard look. We do not want anything that is, and you heard this several times, it's not safe, we don't want it. If there isn't an acceptable route, we don't want it. Those are my two highest priorities. You've known that since June. And that doesn't change. What I'm saying to you is that the way the legislation is, the town is not completely in control.
Okay.
But I don't want to go on with this forever.
No.
If you got something to say, say it. Well, I'll ask the board what they want to ask.
Well, I am saying it. You are telling me that we should push forward and do what we could do.
Absolutely.
And we are asking you to do the same. In other words, we are asking you to come up with your opinion and be forthcoming and transparent with your opinion to us.
Well, let me know when I'm not. But anyway,
that's all.
Is there's five. My turn.
Okay, your turn. Go ahead.
There's five board members.
Yes, sir.
They have the right to have their opinion.
Of course,
they have
they
the
come.
Right to do their own
yes.
study, and they're going to have that opportunity.
Okay.
Let me ask them if they have any questions for you.
Yes.
I don't have any questions. I just have a comment. You presented to us a resolution that the village passed,
yes.
And you wanted us to pass something similar. I'm not opposed to a resolution, but I don't feel us passing the same resolution with the same wording of them is acceptable, because honestly, the preferred route I'm not in favor of. I live in the village. However, this is the town board, and really anything with us stops out by Spornboard Road. You know, we can't put together a formal resolution opposing something that's going to go on in the village streets. It serves the town board, doesn't serve us any justice at all, and it oversteps our bounds to put a resolution for something in the village. I mean, we can do something in the town, you know, as far as anything. Now, I'm not saying I'm in favor or against. I'm just saying that, you know, as a town board, we shouldn't overstep our bounds and try to pass a resolution that encompasses the village. Although the village is in the town, the village has its own government, and they've already done that. So, I mean, like Joe said, we'll formulate something with our own language, but in my opinion, it can't mirror what the village did, because we don't have any control or say over what it does in the village.
Okay.
That's a legality through the state government.
But again, the work you guys are doing is great, you know, and, you know, I urge you to keep it up, you know.
Well, okay.
Michael, anything? Anything else? Okay, Ralph.
One more comment, though. Since with Mr. Butler, Bob, I've known Bob for years and years and years, so I guess I could. What he just said, I could accept that and understand that. But on the same token, then I guess I just have one more question. We're going to get into what you folks here, as the town board of Athens, has something to do with, and that is again the location of the converter station. If any of you folks, I know Joe, you were chair of the zoning board when the comprehensive plan was passed.
I was on the comprehensive planning committee.
That
made up the
committee. Okay, and so we know that the site for this proposed converter station sits on OSC and RU parcels of land. So does that not go against the comprehensive plan that was passed?
It goes very much against the intent of the type of that portion of the town and what we envisioned it to be. Article 10, if you heard me the first time.
I did.
Okay. That's the worry, that's the concern.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because once they say that, we're totally removed from the situation.
But you have still, and we all have a right to our opinion.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So that's my biggest concern and my point here. So
what I said early on is keep the pressure on the PSC.
Yeah.
And we'll be your partner.
And again, of course, you have to understand things. We have heard for the past few months now, since some of us received letters from the law firm that represents them, and then we have gotten information out to the vast majority of the residents of the village and the township, and we continue to do so, we have heard the possibility of positive things from this. The possibility of positive things from our elected officials. We've expressed a list like this of the negative impacts, okay? And no one has rebutted them.
Right.
But as far as the possible positive impacts, that's all we've got. This might somehow be beneficial. This might be good.
Who's giving you that?
We've heard that from our village mayor, and well, not afraid to say.
Okay.
Did you ever say that? No, you never said that.
No.
You said we have to look at the whole picture. You said we have to look at the whole picture.
That's right. Got to consider the whole thing.
Yes.
My first priority is it safe. My second priority is an acceptable route.
And is it really beneficial in some way? Are the positive?
Do we have the potential for some tax money? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah.
Sure. If there's a physical, a presence, it's going to be on the tax rolls. That's where I'm not at that place. I want the board to come together. I want the board to look at it from all five points of view, and I want us to put something out that supports. I want something that supports you, something that supports the village.
Okay.
But if you think we're going to stand here every time there's a board meeting and do the same discussion, it's not going to happen.
Okay, no, that's fine. But again, you have to understand certain things. I mean, you made a comment, it was in the press last week or 2 weeks ago, that you had spoken with WPP, true, and you said that everything is on the table. That's a very, very vague statement. What does everything on the table mean?
In about 30 seconds, and I'm going to ask that we move on because I don't know that there's any real new information coming up.
Okay, well,
there was an introduction to two of the officials who are on the West Point Partners staff. We introduced ourselves. They said they wanted to be helpful and cooperative in terms of the town and the village. I said, thank you very much. I'm sure our lawyers will make sure that you are. That's about the extent of the meeting.
Okay, that's all I asked.
Robert was in the basement. It took about 20 minutes. About 10 or 5 of that minutes was, oh, who are you? Where are you from? How does your company work? That's about it.
Okay, that's all I asked. I mean, you know, that's all. Like I said, we're going to be open, honest, transparent with whatever.
Tell me when I'm not.
That's pardon me?
Tell me when I'm not.
All right, Joe. Okay. I appreciate it. I thank you all.
Thank you. You scared the hell out of me this last week.
Who?
You.
Well, I won't do that again, I hope.
Yeah, me too.
But, no, seriously, boy, thank you.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, you have to understand there's concerns out there. That's all I have to say.
Thanks, Rob.
Can I ask a question?
I'm really worried about time, so.
Yeah, no, it's quick.
Okay.
So, sort of referring to what Herbie said about spending 300 hours a year on the street festival, which is incredible, and you know, we're spending hundreds and hundreds of hours of work on this. So, to your point of urging us to keep writing letters, can you guys also write letters?
Individually, we could, and when we come to some agreement as a board, whatever that stance is, we will put forward as
even if it's just to ask them questions, I think it would be valuable.
That's the right question to ask, Sam. Thank you.
Okay.
Anything on West Point Partners? Okay, let me give you a little information that I just got about US Gen. And please hear me carefully. US Gen is going through a process whereby some of the people who had lent them money, called second lien people, are going to exchange the debt they are owed for stock in US Gen. It's on the industry websites and being the industry papers. The reason I'm bringing it to your attention is that the terms that are used for that transfer is some kind of a bankruptcy. So they have assured us no employees will be let go, our agreement is intact and will be paid, and for all intents and purposes, it won't look like anything to us, won't have any impact. If that is concernful to you in any way, they're suggesting that you get in touch with US Gen here, who will put you in touch with whomever you need to be. But my understanding is, people they owe money to are going to accept stock in exchange for the debt that's owed to them. The danger is that the term bankruptcy is used, but that's the procedure they use for that transfer. Or so say, Mr. DeVinny and Mrs. Dolan, who are the reps we have here. So if that's concernful to you or you think there's something going on, call them. They'll put you in touch with whoever you need to be in touch with. And we've just renegotiated with them. Lee did some great work there, so I think that we're okay. So I want you to hear that before the press picks it up. Hi, Melanie, where are you? There she is. So I wanted to pass that on. Okay, we have some department heads who've been waiting patiently, so I don't know if I'm supposed to ask you questions or you're supposed to tell me, but let's start with John.